The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Good morning. You're listening to WBFO News. I'm Grant Ashley in for Jay Moran. Students at Buffalo Public Schools are on summer vacation, which means the city of Buffalo's splash pads are now open with extended hours. The city's 10 splash pads are located at parks throughout Buffalo and will now be open from 11 to 7 until Labor Day. The splash pads were previously open from 2 to 7. A 37-year-old man from Uzbekistan was arraigned on wire fraud and other charges yesterday for an alleged cryptocurrency scam that targeted a victim in western New York. According to federal prosecutors, the man created a phone app that ostensibly acted as a cryptocurrency wallet but was actually a malware designed to steal the currency instead. In 2018, the man then allegedly used that app to steal crypto worth $11.8 million from an individual in the region. Prosecutors say the Uzbeki citizen got away with the scam until this month when he was extradited to the U.S. from Ukraine. If convicted, the defendant faces 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And the city of Tonawanda is calling for artists to submit their designs for a new city flag, a new flag that will embrace the city's pride and culture. The city of North Tonawanda will judge the submissions on three standards: quality, timeliness, and ability for design to be reproduced. The winning artist will receive a $1,000 prize and have their flag flown at North Tonawanda venues and sites. The deadline is July 19th. This is WBFO News.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Two development projects are one step closer to construction in Niagara Falls after they were approved by the USA Niagara Development Corporation yesterday. The 333 First Street project involves the construction of a six-story multi-use building on the site of a vacant two-story building that's set to be demolished. The new building will be home to 73 affordable apartments and 4,700 square feet of commercial space. The second project will combine two vacant parcels in the downtown Niagara Falls and make them home to a city-owned park and a new public plaza that will straddle Main Street. Officials say the projects will better connect downtown Niagara Falls and Niagara Falls State Park. And a tall ship will be visiting Canalside for the 4th of July this weekend, or 4th of July weekend, excuse me. The ship, called the Letty G. Howard, is the sole surviving example of a Georges Bank fishing schooner. Free and private tours of the boat will be conducted throughout the day. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.